The HW Tech Podcast.
Welcome to today's HW Tech Podcast. My name is Ralph, and I'm Senior Specialist at HW. We have an interesting topic for you today about how valve combinations can be a great cost-optimized solution. Since I don't know the answer, I've invited my colleague, Andrea. And Andrea, please introduce yourself, and then you can tell us a little bit about this interesting topic.
Ralph, I'm working at HW in the key market management department, and I'm responsible for mobile machinery and in detail about forklifts and agricultural machinery.
So let's talk a little bit about why valve combinations are so important and how they can be used in different settings and situations.
Okay. Ralph, I would start saying that in the HW world, there are different spool valve families. Mm-hmm. They have been developed during the years coming to meet different requirements from different markets. Mm-hmm. So we can make some examples. For example, the PSL, I think, is the well-known product of HW. PSL stands for Proportional Spool Valve Load Sensing. Mm-hmm. It exists in different dimensions from 2 to 7 to meet all the requirement about flow rates, and is extremely flexible. Mm-hmm. Then there is, for example, the EDL product range, also spool valve. EDL stands for Electro-Proportional Direct Actuated Spool Valve Load Sensing. Mm-hmm. It exists only in one dimension, in dimension 2, so low flow rates. And there is the last recently developed CWL product range. It's a cost-optimized spool valve, but also load sensing. Mm-hmm. So if you look at these three products, as I said, just three as examples, they all belong in the load sensing series. Mm-hmm. So you can, of course, use one of them singularly if you need, but if necessary, you can also combine them together.
Okay. Very interesting. So it's about combining functionality while optimizing costs. Can you give us some examples where valve combinations really shine?
Yes, yes. Let's take, for example, municipal machines or agricultural machinery. Mm-hmm. In those cases, you find mostly one or two or three functionality where you need really high flow rates. Mm-hmm. You need high precision in the control of the machine. Sometimes those functionality must be actuated simultaneously without mm-hmm. affecting each other. And for those kind of functionalities, the PSL family fits perfectly. Okay. So, but look into detail in those machine, you find also other functionalities that are a little bit simpler. So you mm-hmm. can use, you need probably just on-off actuations, functionalities with low flow rate, functions that must be actuated only singularly without any parallel movements and so on. So in those cases, the CWL is a perfect product. Mm-hmm. So combining in this example I have done, the PSL and the CWL, you can fit and put all the functionality in one single block, decreasing the weight of the block, the dimension, and also the costs.
Mm-hmm. So what I hear from you is that these valve combinations are especially useful when different hydraulic functions with very different requirements need to be combined.
Correct? Exactly, exactly.
So how should we imagine the system design, or what should the customer be aware of that's listening to us right now?
Yes, I think, as I told you, this kind of combination of families is extremely flexible, mm-hmm. can fit different requirements. But there are, I think, at least two most important points to be aware of. One is to consider the machine functions in detail. So mm-hmm. what I really need. And the other point is to evaluate the sequence of actuation of functionality over the time to decide which kind of family fits perfectly in the machine. Okay. It is not so easy. You can imagine to reach this kind of information, you'd have to speak openly with the customer. The customer must also be willing to open the communication with you and right. explain the machine.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So in conclusion, we could say that these valve combinations are a smart choice. And especially when we want to combine functions, we want to save space, weight, and reduce costs. Did I get all that out of here?
Correctly, correctly. Exactly. These kind of valve combinations, they are an efficient way to do more with less, let's say in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, keep an eye on cost because this is the main goal also.
Awesome. That's definitely important. And we've come to the end of today's podcast. I want to thank my colleague Andrea here for this very detailed explanation. I hope you got some information out of this too. We look forward to seeing you at our next podcast. If you have any suggestions or ideas in the meantime, you can email us at podcast@havi.de. And thank you very much. Until next time.
Thank you. And if you have any question, please feel free to contact us.